Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This is one of those segments, a couple of segments today. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and just talk to you straight, just you and me. This is the two of us. I've always got something I've got on my mind today, and this is about, what I want to talk about today is about the concept of franchising, about being a franchisee, which I'll explain in a minute. You know, owning a franchise is not for everyone, but it might be for you. So over the years, I've met many people who desperately wanted to own a business, but they either, one, just didn't know what it should be, they couldn't figure out what they wanted that business to be, or, two, they lacked the entrepreneurial vision and or desire to start a business from scratch, like I did. So enter one of the great inventions America has given to the world, the franchise. Purchasing and operating a franchise is entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. If you don't have a problem playing in a sandbox someone else built, a franchise might just be the ticket for you. The franchise universe is broad and diverse with arguably thousands of options, which is both good and bad news, right? So many choices beget lots of intimidation. But fortunately, the fundamentals you apply to conduct franchise acquisition research, the due diligence part, regardless of the one you choose, the fundamentals are basically the same. You know our buddy Andrew Sherman, longtime Brave Trust member. Well, he wrote basically the Bible on franchising. It's titled Franchising and Licensing. I think it's like now his fourth or fifth edition right now. He identifies in his book a number of key components in any relationship between a franchisor. That's the person who created the franchise and is selling it. They're the developers of the franchise. The franchisors, for example, that would be McDonald's Corporation. They're the franchisor. And a franchisee who is the purchaser of the franchise. That's probably you. If you're going to buy a franchise, you become the franchisee. So from Andrew's list, I've chosen what I think should be the first four fundamentals to help you narrow your search, and each one followed by my thoughts. So here's the first one, a proven prototype. Andrew says that whatever you're doing should be a proven prototype. When you lay down your money for a franchise, the model must be proven to work because you'll have to replicate the product over and over and over. Indeed, the prime expectation of any customer seeking out a franchise product is to know is that it's a known quantity. McDonald's may not have the best hamburger in the world, but whether you're in Moscow or Moline, it's supposed to taste just like the one you had in Meridian, a proven prototype. Number two, a strong management team. When you buy a franchise, not only will you need to seek periodic advice and instructions from the franchisor's staff, but you want to have confidence in that support. There should be virtually nothing you can ask that they haven't experienced and anticipated. Now, here's a tip. If you aren't getting overwhelmed with support and answers when considering a particular franchise, you're going through the process. If they're not helping you to the level that you think you should, if you think they should, don't expect much more when they have your money, after they've gotten your money. I'd move on from that one. A strong management team. Number three, comprehensive training program. In order to make that hamburger, so a so-called hamburger, look and taste just like the last one you delivered, you must be able to learn how to do it yourself so you can train your own people. And that training must come from the franchisor. They will demand that you follow their rules, so you have the right to demand the best training. Don't forget that. They're gonna make you do it a certain way. And if they're going to do that, then you have the right to make sure that they train you and help you train your people the right way. Number four, sufficient capitalization. Franchisors are just like any other business, all of the businesses, in that they must have capital to do at least three things. Grow. You want your franchisor to expand your footprint. You don't want to remain a little franchise. And then the second one is innovate. They've got to continue to offer relevant products and services every year. They're going to be adjusting things based on the tastes of customers, the tastes and the expectations of customers, right? So they've got to innovate. They've got to have capital to do that. And see whether the inevitable marketplace storms. If they don't have enough capital, your franchisor could go out of business, leaving you with an installation that doesn't have a mothership. When they ask about your financial condition, which they will before you buy, they're going to ask you for your financial condition. Tell them, I'll show you mine if you'll show me yours. So make sure when they want to know about your financial situation that you get to find out about their financial situation. And I get someone to help me with that. But before you buy a franchise, I want you to talk to two other people. First, someone who's operating a franchise just like the one you're considering. Ask what it's like doing business with your franchisor, the one that you're thinking about buying a franchise from. Talk to them. These people could be on the other side of the planet. But ask them, what's it like? How are these people to do business with? What's going on in the marketplace? How do customers receive what you've done? What are you doing that you like? What are you doing that you want to change? Things like that. Make sure you talk to someone like that. The second person, if you can find them, is someone who failed with a franchise, preferably the one that you're buying, but it doesn't have to be. Ask what happened, why did they fail, and ask what they wish they knew before they started, which is where you are right now. Remember that while owning a franchise is operating a business based on someone else's idea, it's still running a business. Other than being a single parent, no job is harder than being a business owner. If you don't love working, if you don't value sweat equity, if you don't appreciate deferred gratification, if you don't have a lot of energy, if you like to sleep late, or if you're a whiner, don't buy a franchise. Or frankly, for that matter, don't start any business. And if you aren't good at coloring inside the lines, which I am not, don't buy a franchise. Finally, in addition to Andrew Sherman's book, I want to remind you there's another book I want to recommend by Joel LaBava, Become a Franchise Owner. That's a good one we talk about on the show here. Finally, I'll give you this last word. Franchising isn't for everyone, but it might be for you. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. The way he said, say goodnight, parade on, it's a parade, beating in a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.